Daily News Via Remote, I'm Laurel Bowman. Thousands of Thai protesters joined an anti-government demonstration in Bangkok Sunday. It was one of the biggest since a 2014 coup. The protesters chanted slogans like "Down with dictatorship" and "The country belongs to the people." Students have organized protests almost daily for the past month, but the latest drew wider support to demands for the departure of former junta leader, Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha's government, as well as a new constitution and an end to harassing opposition activists. Some students have also called for reform of the monarchy, once a taboo subject, with many calling for the monarchy to fall under a constitution. The Thai Prime Minister won elections last year that the opposition says were held under rules to ensure that he kept power. The most vocal opposition party was subsequently banned. The monarchy still has plenty of support in Thailand, and the king has asked that a law banning criticism of him not be enforced at this time. Rival rallies were held in the Belarusian capital of Minsk Sunday, a week after a disputed election that gave longtime leader Alexander Lukashenko another term in office. Tens of thousands of protesters questioning the legitimacy of the recent election gathered for a march of freedom called for by opposition candidate Svetlana Tsikhanouskaya. Meanwhile, thousands of supporters gathered in support of Lukashenko, who said Sunday that he would not hold new elections. Addressing the crowd, he denied allegations of election fraud and blamed foreign interference for days of unrest, claiming that NATO was amassing weapons 15 miles from the country's borders. For more on these and other stories, please visit our website at voanews.com or download our easy-to-use app to your mobile device.